Welcome to the What's Awesome Podcast for all your anime needs. We do lists, guides, reviews, and anime-related topics. From time to time, we'll even bring on a guest or two. Kick up your feet and relax. And here's your host, Batman Live 2002.
You know, I keep talking about the Naruto soundtrack, but I've yet to truly break it down on this podcast. Well, let's take a gander, shall we?
ポッドキャストをお聞きいただきありがとうございます。楽しんでいきましょう。Thank you for listening to the What's Awesome Podcast. Let's have some fun.
Yo, it's Batman Live 2002 and I'm back with another soundtrack breakdown. And today I will be breaking down the Naruto Shippuden soundtrack. And yes, if you've been listening to me for a good long while now,You've probably heard me talk about this soundtrack a lot. I've compared multiple soundtracks like the Fairy Tail and the Sailor Moon Crystal and Oda Nubana something whatever. And it's all the same composer, which is pretty interesting that the anime just named amongst others have all the same composer for their music. And it's all freaking copy and paste. I was like...I love this guy, but he's, like, super lazy, when it comes to, like, having unique music for different type of, you know, properties of anime. Except for Fairy Tail. Fairy Tail has a very unique soundtrack, even though it's, you know, reminiscent of this, of Naruto. And, but there's other, like Sailor Moon Crystal. There are some themes, you know, some of the battle themes that are played.Are just identical. Copy and paste it right out of Naruto Shippuden. And there's other anime that is just like... This is just... It's the Naruto soundtrack. That's really... Literally how I describe it. It's like all these anime have the Naruto soundtrack. But anyway, I digress. I picked 5 battle themes. I mean, this... I can literally make 20 podcasts. Not even exaggerating. This soundtrack is so expansive. It's crazy.Is really the best soundtrack. One of the best. If I were to rate it in like my all-time favorite, you know, soundtracks of all time, it would be my all-time favorite anime soundtrack. But in terms of just soundtracks in general in my life, number one is the Lord of the Rings soundtrack. Then number two is Naruto. So, you know, it's hard to compare the two. They're completely different genres or styles of music. But regardless...I picked 5 battle themes that, you know, just get me going, just, you know, super pumped. I'll be back with more of these talking about the Naruto soundtrack because it's so expansive. It is not even the first, you know, the first iteration of Naruto. This is Naruto Shippuden. And then, of course, and there's movies. There's various movies, Road to Ninja, The Blood Prison, and other movies. I think it's called, I don't remember, but anyway, so I have various movies, and so there's no, it's not from any, like, this one is from the episode, like, from this episode, and this one's from, you know, all from this movie. No, I just got 5 different pieces that really just, it's just like hardcore battle themes, and it's just awesome. You listen to them, and I'll just blatter on about them, and it gets me excited.And there's one accidentally that I got from Boruto. I'll play that one first and get out the way. But it's not even like I'm getting out the way. I may hate Boruto. I don't even hate Boruto. But I may dislike the series Boruto. But the soundtrack is still on point. So, yeah, say what you will. The soundtrack is still dope. Anyway, that's enough of my blathering. Let's get on to the first piece. And there's 5 altogether. Let's get to the first one. I don't know what to say. It's so energetic. I just love it. It's all battle themes, so obviously the entire soundtrack isn't like this. The entire Naruto / Boruto soundtrack isn't like this. You have happy themes, sad themes, battle themes, so on and so forth. Love themes. And perhaps when I, you know, continue to break down this soundtrack amongst various podcasts, maybe I'll do like battle themes, and then these are love themes, these are sad themes, and so on and so forth. I just like this one. I didn't realize it was from Boruto until I finished downloading it, and I was like, oh crap, yeah, this is Boruto, which isn't a bad thing. It's not like Boruto is so completely foreign that it has a completely different soundtrack. It's still Naruto. The characters are still there. Naruto, Sasuke, you know, everybody is still there. So say what you will about the show and the storyline and all that kind of stuff, which we're not going to get into. But soundtrack, it's just phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. And what I like about this piece is that, you know, it builds in intensity. And, you know, we start where we start. We just start to build in intensity until we get to that sick guitar solo, man. That gets me every time. I don't know about you guys, but sends chills right down my spine. I love that mess, man. We get to that sick guitar solo, and then the string section takes it over, and there's just something about a string, like an orchestral, like an orchestra, that incorporates electric guitar and drums, man. There's just something like it's the fusion of genres, or the fusion of various types of instruments that you wouldn't normally have together. You wouldn't have a rock band, right? A guy with a bass, electric guitar, drums, that kind of stuff, with an orchestra, woodwinds and brass and I can't even think. I've been in several orchestras and can't even think of the various sections that you find in all of these. The rhythm section, all that rhythm section. That's like a jazz ensemble thing. Anyway, regardless, just seeing, you know, this combination of instrumentation is just, it gets me going, and that's what makes the Naruto soundtrack so awesome. And also, we have traditional Japanese instruments too. So it's just this big fusion of instruments, and it's just awesome. It's just this, they all come together, and that's why this soundtrack, amongst many reasons why, it's just, man, it's like it invokes emotion. And not the type of emotion where you're sitting there and crying. Not all of them anyway, but you know, it gets you excited, it gets you pumped. You feel like there's a battle coming. And then what I like about this theme is that oftentimes in Naruto, all throughout Naruto, I've noticed that when we get the guitar, like the electric guitar, heavy metal, like riffs and all that, it's often for the hero. Naruto's arrived, Boruto's arrived, somebody has arrived. When you like get this heavy metal, like Jiraiya and stuff, right? That we get all these guitar riffs, and it's like, the hero's here. It's very heroic. But then when you, when a villain steps onto the scene, you often get the organ. And this is really prevalent in Sasuke's evolution. There's even a theme called Sasuke. You know what's funny is I can do an entire podcast on all of Sasuke's actual themes, like his musical themes. They change as he changes, as he goes from good to bad to good again. His themes change. And what's really cool is that when he starts to turn to the dark side, the organ is added to his theme, which is just, it's just beautiful, man. You just gotta like listen for this kind of stuff. And I can't say it enough, but I absolutely just adore the soundtrack. But yeah, this is from the Boruto soundtrack. More to say about it, but let's just get on to the next one. It's just fantabulous. Let me tell you what. Here's the next one. Boy, listen to me. Listen good. Listen good, boys and girls. If you can find a more metal theme in all of the soundtrack, all of the Naruto Shippuden, or anything associated with Naruto Boruto, if you can find a more metal theme than this one, please let me know, man. When I first listened to this, I was out of my seat. I was ready to fight. I was ready to fight, okay, which was awkward because I was in a coffee shop at the time, so, you know, really didn't want to fight the grandma sitting across the way. Anyway, man, this is from the movie Naruto, or the Blood Prison. I can't tell you, like, I've seen all the Naruto movies, but so many of them are forgettable, you know, and so many of them are just dumb, you know, it's like little side quests that don't really amount to anything except for the Hinata one where, you know, Naruto got with Hinata. That movie had me just, woo, man, favorite Naruto movie of all time when, I don't remember the name of it, but when he got with Hinata. But is this, I don't think this was it. Anyway, this mess is metal as heck and it's called Beast. This theme is called Beast. Did you not feel the beast ripping forth from your soul when you were listening to this theme? And it starts very ominous with a pan flute. I believe it's a pan flute. Don't quote me on that, but I believe I know my flutes, okay? Go back to my podcast where me and my wife are playing various flutes. It was terrible. Don't do it, please. I should take it down. Take a sip of my tea. Good stuff. Anyway, and so it starts really ominous. We're going to say it's a pan flute in the beginning, and it's building to something. We don't know what it's building to. And then we just get this massive, get hit with this wave of heavy metal out of nowhere, and now we just headbanging, man. Now we just headbanging. Now we fighting grandmas in coffee shops, okay? Now we ready to go into battle, all right? I mean, it's a very appropriate name for this theme. Beast? Beast? That's the name of this theme? Naruto must have been transforming into the freaking tail cloak or something, because this was dope, man. This is the most metal theme that I can think of off the top of my head in the entire Naruto franchise, okay? First series, Naruto Shippuden, Boruto, I can't think of a more metal theme. And there's a lot of metal themes in this, you know, all throughout. This was dope, man. This is just... Yeah, I can't even. I got nothing else to say. Let's just move on to the next one. Already know what's going down when you hear this theme. You already know what's about to go down. You're about to see some dudes show up. They're gonna be some black cloaks and they got the red cloud symbols on them. Then you already know a tail beast about to get murked up in this bug. This is of course the Akowski theme, and I believe this is from, let me verify this real quick. Yes, this specific theme is from Naruto Shippuden Road to Ninja, the movie. But you already know this is the Kowski theme, man. Like, it's like fused with something else as well. Like, it's obviously because it's a movie theme. It's not the regular Kowski theme. But yeah, you already know what's going down. You already know when you hear this. Then, you know, Itachi, Kizume, you know, Sasori, Deidara, the whole crew. Toby. His name is Toby. You know, something about to go down. This is the most gangster anime squad, or the most gangster squad in all of anime history. I can't think of a more gangster squad in any anime. You give me one that's more gangster than Kowski's. Go ahead. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. That's what I thought. Don't make me go back. To Beast. Don't make me play Beast again, because we about to fight. All right, anyway, it's just, you know, it's associated with one of the most, man, it's just the most gangster squad that you can possibly encounter. You encounter all the Akowski together, you're having a bad day, all right? They might even get Goku run for his money for about 30 seconds, but, you know, that's better than most. But anyway, just... I'm not even going to talk about the actual theme. You just, like, what did I tell you about them organs, though, man? Like, go back and listen to the theme. What did I tell you about them organs? Those organs show up for villains, man. It's the beauty of the soundtrack. It's like you could differentiate between the heroes and the villains just from the theme. And, like, when you're introduced to a particular character that you're not familiar with and you get their theme music... You're going to get a good feel like, oh, that guy's probably a little ominous. He got some organ going on with his theme music, you know, or something like that. So it's pretty awesome. It's just, I had to throw that in there, man. How could I not throw in some Akowski music? I'm just saying. Anyway, let's go on to the next one. I realized something, that it was very, very, very unintentional. I picked, you know, all the music I picked for this podcast were just, you know, themes that just stood out to me in the Naruto soundtrack. I realized that nearly everything I picked is from a different movie. Like, I didn't mean to do that on purpose. Like, I was just like, oh yeah, look at, you know, let me get my top picks here. Every pick, except for maybe the Boruto, but it might even been from the Boruto movie. So even that one, every single one is from a different movie. I didn't, you know, that's dope, man, because this particular theme is from the third movie, the Wheel of Fire. I can't tell you what that one's about either, because there's so many freaking movies, and I've seen them all, but yeah, I didn't write reviews for them or nothing. I just watched them, and I was done with it, but, man, yeah, it's pretty freaking metal, man. It's not as metal as Beast, but it's up there. You know, it gives Beast a run for his money. It's pretty freaking pretty freaking metal. And yeah, I'll give it to these various movies. They really take the OST to the next level. like the series, you know, is dope and all, but these movies, it's like partially you're there for the storyline, partially you're there for the action, and partially you're there for the freaking music, man. Just whether you believe it or not, or whether you realize it or not, part of the experience of enjoying these Naruto movies, specifically Naruto movies, are the soundtracks. Just imagine if you didn't have this type of hype music playing in the background when Naruto throwing down with some sort of villain. You know, it just wouldn't be as dope. It literally takes it to the next level. But anyway, it's metal, man. You best believe Naruto throwing down with somebody with this theme. Watch, it's gonna be like Kakashi or somebody. But it don't matter. It don't matter who's fighting. It actually kind of does, because, you know, like I said, usually when you have guitar like this, it's a hero, or at least someone who's on the good side, who's a freaking Jedi. it's more than likely not a villain of any sort fighting to this type of music. Not saying that it never happens. I can't think of any instances where a villain would have this type of music. Typically, it would be associated with, you know, one of the good characters, or at least a character that we would associate with being good. But anyway, yeah, just, it's awesome. What's the name of this thing? Burn Down. Of course it's called Burn Down. But anyway, we are now at the end of the podcast. We always, so sad when we get to the last theme, which is from another movie, by the way. So, yeah. I didn't, and I think this one is actually from the Naruto Hinata getting down and dirty and creating Boruto and all of and his sibling. I was gonna say all his siblings. He only has one sibling. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, let's get on to it. Let's get to the last thing, baby. So yeah, I'm not going to lie, this is my like all-time favorite theme out of everything, out of all the Naruto themes throughout, from the first episode to the last. This is my all-time favorite. Like, I've wore this theme out, okay? I wore it out anyway, the amount of times I've listened to it. And it's not because, like, Naruto the Last, which is the movie, the one with Naruto hooking up with Hinata. It's not because this is my favorite, all-time favorite Naruto movie. So it's not like I'm biased, like, oh yeah, this is my favorite movie, you better pick a theme, now is my favorite theme. It's just, this thing brings it all together, man. It's like, it's the, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like the accumulation, or it's like the penultimate theme. Like, it brings everything together. You got the traditional instrumentation, like the classical orchestra with the woodwind section, and you got the brass, and you got the rhythm section. You got everything, right? And then you got the traditional Japanese instruments, the shakuhachi, and I can't name all of the various traditional Japanese instruments, but they're in there. Then you got your ever-present metal, electric guitar and drums and all that kind of stuff. It's just awesome, man. And it's 6 minutes of just eargasm. I only played a minute and 30 seconds of it. We didn't even get to the good part. And really, I should play the whole freaking thing, but I'm just going to play a minute and 30 seconds. It's just awesome, man. This one, this one even called? It's called Chain Explosion. It's from Naruto the Last. Go to YouTube, look it up. I think it's the 35th OST in the entire soundtrack. So, you know, if you're looking at the playlist, I think it's going to be number 35. It doesn't matter. Just type in Naruto the Last, Chain Explosion, OST or something. It'll pop up. And it's just 6 minutes of just eargasm, all right? You're going to fall in love with it. Hopefully. Maybe. Possibly. Who knows? Maybe you don't like soundtracks as much as I do. It's just awesome, man. It's just my favorite. And I'm just sad. Maybe I should have played the whole freaking thing, but we didn't even get close to the good part on that one, man. I listen to this mess when I'm ready to get hyped. Like, when I'm ready to sit down and write for my clients. I'm a freelance writer, so I write for my clients. Like, I play this song to get ready, man. I get in the mood to the fight, you know? And get ready. I'm ready to work, man. Like, this is the thing that get me in the zone, baby. I'm just saying. Not as mellow as Beast, but it might as well be. Anyway, this is Batman Live 2002. Hope you enjoyed my Naruto movie soundtrack breakdown. That was very unintentional. I didn't mean to do that. that was so random. Like, I went through dozens and dozens of, you know, choices, and I narrowed it down to those three or five. And it turns out they're all from various Naruto movies. Maybe that says something about the movies, as opposed to the themes that you typically get in the series. And I think it's because the movies, they typically pick it up in production value in terms of the animation, and, you know, it's more fluid and all that kind of stuff. You can tell that. You can tell the difference between a Naruto, like a regular episode of Naruto, and a movie. Like, the protection value is there. And that obviously translates over to the soundtrack as well. So, hey, maybe you should go on, if you haven't seen any of the movies, maybe you should go on the Naruto spree, Naruto movie spree. Go to YouTube or Wikipedia or something. It's like, what movie should I watch first? And go down. They're cool. Some of the movies are dumb. You know, a lot of them are very forgettable, but there are a lot of really cool movies. There's even the movie where Naruto and Sasuke team up and fight freaking Raditz from Dragon Ball Z. It's wild. And they even dropped a nuke in that movie. What movie was that? That was like Bonds. I think it was, the movie's called Bonds. Wait, let me look it up real quick since I got it up in front of me. Naruto Shippuden Bonds. Yep, I knew it. Yeah, they fight this big guy. His hair, like, he does in some Dragon Ball Z transformation. And, like, he turns into freaking Raditz, man. It's pretty awesome. And in the beginning, like, the Sky Ninja are nuking the freaking village. They're flying in on these kites, and they're dropping bombs, so they're, like, carpet bombing the Leaf Village. And then some guy does this huge Thugen lightning strike thing and drops a nuke on the village. It was brutal, man. Like, it was almost as bad as when Pain destroyed the village. It was brutal. But that was one of the more dope movies. And obviously, it's pretty dope for me to even remember the name of it. Anyway, this is Batman Live 2002. I hope you enjoyed this. And until next time, people, I need you to do me one favor. Just one little favor. Just one little favor for me. Just one. Stay with awesome, people. Stay with awesome.
Follow us awesome on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, Janet.